Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Manideep's Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about a Greek story involving two gods. Yes, a Greek story involving two major gods. So this story is going to be interesting. In the last few episodes, we talked about how humans were punished by gods for doing such awful acts, crimes, kidnapping, murdering, etc. and etc. But in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about the story involving two Greek gods. So going into the story, one day Poseidon decided to become the patron of a Greek city called Attica. And this Attica is one of the most populous, richest, famous cities in the entire Greek at those times. So this was an important city for the Greeks because there was a lot of trading going on and there were people coming from different directions. There were people coming to this city from different countries, civilizations, and etc. And this is one of the most populous and also the most famous city in the entire Greek. So Poseidon wanted to become the patron of this particular city named Attica. So he went to Attica and he offered himself, saying that he'll be the new patron god of that particular city. And you might be wondering, what is the patron god for a city? So back in old days, when the cities were scattered around the world, so few gods became patrons of few cities, which means that the entire city will worship their patron god only. So for example, if there was a city and that city's patron god is Apollo, then the people of that city will only pray Apollo. And in return, Apollo will actually protect people of those city against enemies from other cities or against natural forces like earthquakes, thunderstorms, rain, lightning bolts, etc. and etc. So this is a symbiotic relationship between God and a human where the human will only pray that particular God. And in return, the God will protect these people from other gods or enemies or monsters, etc. And the other important thing of this system of a god being a patron to the city, that the city will become popular because of that particular god. And while worshipping their god, the city will build new palaces, new temples, shrines for that particular patron god. So it will increase the revenue of that particular city, you know, tourists and other people will come to pray to that particular god. And when people from other cities or other countries come to visit that god, they also bring a lot of money and that increases the trade in their particular city. So it sort of becomes a hotspot for trading, etc. and etc. So that is also the use of a popular god being a patron to a particular city. So going into the story, there was this particular city called Attica on the Greek mainland. It was one of the popular and richest city in the entire Greece, and Poseidon want to become the patron of that god because Poseidon is the brother of Zeus and he is the second most powerful god in the entire Greek mythology. So Poseidon thought, if a powerful god like him becomes the patron of a powerful city, then the glory of both the city and the god will increase. So he thought he'll be famous and more people will worship him now, and they will even build him temples, shrines, and they'll offer him food, etc. So he thought in that way, and also the people also will become more popular because their patron city god is Poseidon, one of the most powerful gods out there. But the problem was, just before few seconds Poseidon came and offered his offer about being the patron of that particular city, Athena, the goddess of wisdom and warfare strategies, came to that city to become the patron goddess of that particular city. You see, that's where the problem began. And this was a complicated situation because both gods appeared at the same time, offering themselves to be the patron god or goddess of that city. Even the king or chief of that city doesn't want it to be interfere in that problem. Because when you're stuck between two gods, you can't choose one god because the other god will always kill you. For example, if he chooses Athena, then Poseidon will kill him, or if he chooses Poseidon, then the Athena will kill him. So you don't want to be get stuck between two gods. But that exactly happened in that city of Attica, where two gods appeared at the same time to become the patron gods. And to solve this problem, there is a way. And that way is, these two gods will go to a war, and the winner of that war will actually become the patron of that particular city. But they can't risk to go to a war just to become the patron of a city. And even that war takes place between two major gods, all of the other Olympians will take sides to either Athena or Poseidon, and then the world war will start between gods. So just because of this simple thing, they don't want to start a war. And Athena, being the goddess of wisdom, strategies and warfare, she came up with a solution. And that solution is, both of them, Poseidon and Athena, will offer a gift to the people of the city. And the chief or the people of the city should choose a gift which they think is profitable to them, or which they think is a suitable gift for them. Poseidon agreed because he thought that could be the only way this problem can be solved. And he actually presented a gift to the people of Attica. And that gift is horses. In some versions of the stories, it is said that Poseidon created horses for this city. And because Poseidon is also the lord of ocean water, it is said that he created horses from the foam of these ocean water. And for those who don't know, he is considered to be the creator of horses. And in some versions of the mythology, it is said that for this sole purpose, he created horses. But in some other versions of the story, it is said that Poseidon actually created a horse because of some other reason. And that is actually a pretty good story too. And we'll be talking about that story soon. So irrespective of the version you are listening to, anyway, he created horses and he offered those horses to the people of Attica, saying that this is your gift. And he started explaining how horses will be profitable for them, or how horses will help them to make their city popular or rich, etc. He explained them that horses will help you in transportation of goods, trading, and he even advised them to take these horses to where people riding horses will have an advantage over their enemies, and they can use these horses to storm them down. And the most important thing of all, these horses will be useful in transportation. It can take you from point A to point B without you being tired a lot, and it will run at great speeds. Horses are really great runners. You know, you can sit on them and they'll take you to wherever you want. So he explained what horses can do and why it is a better gift to the people of Attica. And when Athena's turn came, she actually gifted a tree, and name of that tree is olive tree. All of them are confused because Poseidon's gift was way useful than this particular tree, olives. Nobody knew what this olive tree was, because that's the first time Athena created them. And for the people of Attica, Poseidon's gift seemed to be more reasonable, more suitable, more profitable. But they didn't know what to do with these olives. But you can't underestimate Athena. After all, she's the goddess of wisdom, warfare, strategies, crafts, etc. and etc. So she started explaining the use of olives to the people of Attica. She said that you can use these olives to cook food, and this will be one of the most important food in the entire Greece. And you don't have to put a lot of effort to grow them, and they'll grow on the countryside wherever they will be, and they'll grow by thousands. For one particular tree, they'll grow by thousands. So you can start making food out of them, you can make oil from them, and that olive oil can be used for cooking and for light purposes. You can have a light with the help of that olive oil, and you can even use that olive oil in making perfumes, etc. and etc. And you can export all of these products which were made from olive. So by exporting all of these products to other kingdoms, cities and countries, your city will become rich. And this particular city, Attica, will become a trade hotspot. And not only that, because the olives were created for the first time, this particular city, Athens, will be called as the city which gave birth to the olives. And after knowing about uses of olives, how they could help the people of that particular city to become rich, everybody seemed to be interested in Athena's gift rather than in Poseidon's gift. So the people, the chief of that particular city, accepted Athena's gift and also her patronage. And then To honor Athena, they have renamed the city to Athens. That's how the city of Athens came into existence. Athena became the patron goddess of Athens, and Athens was named after Athena. And this particular city, Athens, exists to this particular day, and it is also capital of present-day Greece. Just like Athena promised, Athens became one of the most important, popular, and richest city in ancient Greece. And you might be thinking people lived happily ever after. No, because people accepted Athena's gift and her patronage, they in a way declined Poseidon's offer and his patronage. Because these particular people of Attica chose Athena over him, and that made him angry. And in Greek mythology, Poseidon is also called as Earthshaker because he can create earthquakes and tsunamis. So he destroyed the lower part of Athens with the help of tsunamis and earthquakes. And when Poseidon destroyed some part of Athens by earthquakes and water, the city was flooded with salt water. So people started praying Poseidon, saying that they have realized the mistake they did, and they started praying him to take back water from this particular city. And to calm down Poseidon, they even built a temple for him on the Acropolis of Athens to honor Poseidon and Athena at the same time. So after building a temple to Poseidon, he was cooled down, and Athena continued as the patron goddess of Athens. So that's how the Athens was born. So that's it for today, guys. In the next episode of the podcast, we'll meet again with another interesting story. And subscribe to wherever you're listening. Thank you.